Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Ready? What? Whoa. What do you mean?
I'm trying not to have a case of the Tuesdays.
Walk me through what the symptoms are.
I slept, but I didn't sleep like well.
Yeah.
I kept waking up. Mm-hmm. I had a dream that I was a realtor. And I kept getting lost in the house that I was trying to sell. So I would have to run outside of the house.
Classic nightmare.
Stop, maybe you've heard this one before.
You'd have to run outside of the house.
Yeah.
To remember what.
So if I could find a door to the outside, then I could run around and then meet the couple that I was showing the house to in a different area. And be like, and this, you found our fantastic foyer. And okay, I don't know how to get out of this. I'm going to just go this way. And you guys can just see yourselves through there to see the master bedroom. And then I'd have to find a door or wave in.
That's clearly a metaphor for feeling trapped in something, right?
I'm trapped. No, because I was trying to show them, but I'm like, oh, I'm such an idiot. I don't even know how this house works. I don't know the way. I was like lost.
Well, lost.
Yeah.
A little bit like trapped. If you were in a maze.
Lost is like trapped.
Yes.
It is if you are in a maze.
It is if you're a mouse. And you don't know which way to go.
Where's the cheese?
Exactly.
Point me in the direction of the
cheese. You were looking for, metaphorically, the cheese, which was the door.
Yes.
So you were lost, trapped.
Lost slash trapped.
Yes.
I'm feeling lost slash trapped and unrested.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in this conversation.
In this conversation? Yes. No, I don't know. I need an extra cup of coffee.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I don't have any empathy or sympathy.
You don't. You have none right now. You're like, you're lost. You're trapped. How are you going to get out of it?
Can we move on?
Solve it.
Solve it.
I'm just looking for somebody to say, oh, man, that's too bad.
You better look over my shoulder because that's not me.
Where's Ben? Where's Ben when I need him?
Ben would give you sympathy?
No, I don't. No, I do not.
I think we're both cut from the same.
Where's a woman? I need a woman to tell my dream to. A woman who will listen and be like, oh, girl, that's crazy.
Well, let me say that.
Okay, go. So I had this crazy dream.
And then we fast forward. You say, oh, girl, that's crazy.
Thank you.
How's that?
Yes. Thank you. That was really helpful.
Oh, girl.
I feel heard. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I heard you.
I just don't care. I know, it's like if the dream isn't to solve, but it's like, well, it's crazy. And I was running and...
I feel like I solved it, so I want to move on to the next topic.
Oh, okay. Shoot. What do you got? What was your dream?
It wasn't a dream I wanted to talk about, but that's fine.
What do you want to talk about?
I was going to tell you that in the last 24 hours, I had a Christmas epiphany.
You had a Christmas... What was your Christmas epiphany? Because usually that happens after. Go
I
on.
Know what to get Greg for Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Is that not the best feeling though?
Yes.
When it suddenly clicks, you are panicked and you don't know what to get somebody.
Oh crap, you're ogirling me right now. This is how I should have answered you.
This is how you have a conversation with a woman. Oh my God. Yes, girl, I understand.
Now I get it. Okay, I get it now.
See how good that felt?
Yes, because you actually showed interest and it was genuine.
Yes, it was genuine interest and I can empathize with your situation. Isn't empathy great?
Maybe somebody can give me empathy for Christmas.
One of my favorite things is empathy. I'm going to get you some and you can have some.
I want $20 worth of empathy.
You know what? I'm going to get you a $25 empathy coupon.
Woo! Yeah. Because it's needed.
It is so needed. Oh my gosh. My cheeks hurt.
That's a good sign.
It's a very good sign. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And did I distract you from your dream?
I forgot all about not knowing where the next room was located in the house. Thank you.
That does sound kind of fun and crazy as a dream, though.
It was nutty because I'm like, well, I just try this door.
That's where I wanted to go.
Hey, you guys are here. This is the next room.
Did you sell it?
I don't know.
Aw, you woke up?
I think I woke up.
You didn't get dream commission?
No commission.
Aw. It's going to be a bad Christmas in your dream.
I know.
Mom didn't make any money this year.
Sorry,
didn't sell
kids.
A house.
Sorry, kids. Mommy didn't make any dream commission.
Dream commission.
And I was looking at this new study that they were looking at states with the best and worst drivers.
Okay.
And they were looking at things like accidents and DUIs, and that's going to tell the story of where the good drivers are and where the bad drivers are.
That's good data.
It is good data. It's good to know. And it was weird how a lot of things were kind of spread out on the coast. Some of the worst drivers, though, are in Illinois and Missouri.
So part of your challenge is when any of these lists come around is you also have to consider population.
Yes.
Right? Chicago is the third largest city in the United States.
Yes.
So you're going to gravitate to more drivers.
Right.
Also, I think there is a tendency, especially in the Midwest, to drive drunk.
It's well, just, that is correct.
It's just kind of in the bones of the of our geography, isn't it?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
That is where we are very high. The state of Iowa, we are tied for 7th.
Ugh.
Tied for 7th
now,
for
is this,
most DUIs.
Okay, I was going to ask if this was self-reporting. Like, yeah, I took a survey and I said I shouldn't have driven home. Or like, these are people who actually got dinged.
I think this is actual
over.
Hard
yeah.
numbers. They got a DUI.
7th.
Yeah,
and 7th. Again, going back to my population comment, we're not that big of a state and we're number 7?
Exactly.
Wow.
That's a bit of a problem. So not proud at being ranking high on
no.
that list. Not a list you want to be on at all.
And especially this time of year, right?
Right.
When you're leaving a ton of social functions.
So let's just remember.
DD.
Get a driver.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
What an observer.
Observer?
I just want to offer an observation. But I also want to shroud this in two things. I don't want to debate alcohol versus marijuana.
Okay.
Nobody got time for that. 6:20 in the morning.
I don't have time for that.
And I also want to note, I don't think I'm this naive.
Okay.
How many people wake and bake and then drive their car? I was low on snacks and gas this morning.
Yeah.
Had a swing into the old convenience store. And after filling the tank, I'm walking in to get a few items, and it is clearly...
The air is thick.
The air is thick. And something I noticed in Chicago, something I noticed when we were in Detroit at Thanksgiving, it's not that you smell it on the streets, because clearly on the streets, people could be walking by or it could be in a house.
Sure.
It's on the interstate. You can smell marijuana smoke on the interstate. Is it more predominant that even I realize?
Mm.
And then the follow-up is, but is it equally as predominant with people drinking?
And I mean, just don't know.
I find it stupid that my state allows convenience stores to sell individual cans of beer. I think that's the worst thing in the world. And booze, too, right?
Yeah.
It's one thing for you to buy something. I'm taking a bottle of wine, and I'm going to go, or a six-pack, because it just, the fact that you have to open that package to then get to your item in the car,
right?
I think adds a layer of guilt. The fact you order, just get one can and dry, just...
And then just head out.
Bugs me.
I know.
Right.
I
That's
know.
Not... We just had the story that OWI's Iowa top
Very
7.
High.
Yes.
Very high.
And now, this is a new recreational item.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't belong in the car. Worries me a little bit.
No, and it's very worrisome that you smell it.
Also, if you're drunk, I don't know. That, unless you are...
There'll be signs, but...
Yes.
But not necessarily, right?
But there's always an odor. Always
mm-hmm.
an odor. And
mm-hmm.
I remember when I went to Detroit for my birthday, back in COVID times, I noticed it on the interstate. I'm like, wow, that was predominant. And we were just back in Detroit again. Like, I know unless there's another smell in nature.
Yeah. Of all the smells I don't want to smell right now while I'm in my
vehicle. While I'm in my vehicle.
Going 70 miles an hour. It's that smell.
It's grass.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just, I don't know.
Get off Eric's lawn.
I'm not here. Partake all you want. I used to be a.
But just do it and stay put.
Stay put.
Don't get behind the wheel of a vehicle. And
that's all I ask.
Yeah.
Both items. Both
yeah.
the alcohol.
You do you.
And the recreational
yeah.
drugs. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. But
just especially with the weather coming through. Oh, my God.
Yes. Don't operate a heavy machinery, please.
Oh,
thank you.
No. Don't drive forklifts.
No.
Don't perform surgery.
No surgeries. None of that. No.
Don't calculate a moon landing. Mm-mm. There's a lot of things that you shouldn't do while high.
That would be bad.
I know. Ah, we overshot it. I was stoned.
What do you know?
Oh. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think I can stand with you on that.
I feel like I have one foot on a soapbox.
Scoot over.
It was a big enough soapbox for two.
I'll get on that soapbox.
Come on
up. Yeah. Right. I'm with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There's a lot of times when the majesty of nature just kind of is there and, you know, you'll see a beautiful sunset or whatnot. And it's easy to just take a peek. But a lot of times when you like, oh, I see a deer or something, they're not really doing anything.
They're usually just staring back at you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Not doing anything of interest. But it was interesting yesterday as I was pulling up my car to get into my house.
Mm-hmm.
After school, there was a bird on the fence in between my house and my neighbor's house. It was on Jim and Tammy's fence. It's kind of like backyard to backyard.
So I've been to your backyard.
Yeah.
Just for my point of reference, which one's Jim and Tammy's house?
So it's my side yard, their backyard.
Okay, I know exactly which one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On Jim and Tammy's fence.
Yes.
Is a major bird of prey. I believe it was a hawk. Again, not a nature specialist, but this hawk was busy. This huge bird of prey.
Yes.
Had its prey in its talons.
No.
Yes, it did. And it was going to town on whatever it was.
What were you?
I saw feathers. I saw entrails.
It was eating another bird? Was it even a rodent?
Okay. It was either feathers or fur. So it was either a rodent or it was another smaller
bird. Were you
bird.
Watching it? Dissect it with its talent or uh-huh. eat it with its beak.
It was doing both. It would kind of, you know, like a shredded pulled pork.
Yes. Yeah, oh my God, this is awesome.
It's using its talons as the shredder.
But it can't reach its mouth because, like, in my world, I want it to be corn on the cob.
Uh-huh.
But it can't do that.
It is not corn on the cob.
So how did he eat? Just put his head down.
So then he puts his head down and he takes a...
Oh my God. How majestic.
Oh, it was gross.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Okay, we need to dig into what is some winter weather. Today, warmer temperatures. We knew that was happening.
Yeah.
Tonight, blizzard conditions, but it depends on where you are. 50-mile-per-hour winds will move in this evening, result in significant blowing and drifting snow on the ground already and potentially whiteout or blizzard conditions.
Ugh.
Where I'm talking, Cedar Rapids proper, Benton, Lynn Jones, we have a winter weather advisory. Ours is just 6 p.m. to midnight, and it's primarily freezing rain, and that's primarily a glaze, just a little bit.
It's not good.
No. Also during the drive home, not good. Overnight, and then maybe a little snow picking up with some wind getting into Wednesday. It's the area to our west and our northwest, Tama, Blackhawk counties, and then moving that direction. Winter storm watch from 9 p.m. tonight till noon tomorrow. Blizzard conditions, scattered snow, wind gusts 60 miles per hour.
Whoa.
And the problem is there is a crust or a glaze on the snow, but the wind's going to chip away at that. And then under it is the fluffy snow that came down this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're worried about. So we're keeping an eye out for all of that. And right now, it is kind of where that weather pattern goes, right? So they've set the advisories and the watches to the best of their ability.
But now it's a watch and see.
I would say don't be surprised if it shifts a county layer or two, right? So just keeping an eye out for all of that. We know that Cedar Rapids Schools, as we round the corner, getting ready for 2026, they've got an $11 million deficit. And they need some input from the community on where to address that. Big issues right now, things are more expensive and less kids are going to school. So the school board is emphasizing no decisions have been made, but things have been floated. Closing the Truman Early Learning Center has been floated.
Mm.
Taking Metro and City View and Polk Alternative and putting them into existing schools. So you're not maintaining new buildings or buildings. I shouldn't say new, but buildings.
This is all hard.
Outsourcing janitorial. Another idea. There is a community coalition that is a citizens group, which also has some staff in it. If you want to join that, they've got a meeting on Thursday. Just go through the community school or the school board communication channels, and you can let your voice be heard. But they're looking for ideas. What's got us feeling all right on a Tuesday morning? Now, admittedly, I've not been grocery shopping during the Red Kettle campaign this year, but typically I always give the old, always have a dollar in your pocket or some change.
Be ready.
Another interesting way that Salvation Army is raising money, and this is in the Cedar Valley area, they pit communities against each other. So the mayors of different towns will ring, and then it's just a friendly battle to see who raised the most money. So during a few hours on Saturday, $3,500 was raised. Your winners were a combination of Mayor Lisa Smock and Deanne Kobliska. The Evansdale mayor and the Elk Run Heights mayor both raised just under $2,000. Coming in second place, the Cedar Falls mayor, Danny Laudick, and his council members, $1,300.
Woo!
Bringing up the rear, on behalf of Mayor Hart of Waterloo, the Waterloo Youth City Council collected just under $300, but in there were three gold coins.
Hello.
So I just thought it was a fun, friendly way to do
that
Red Kettle campaign. It runs all the way through December 24th, no matter where you are in the state of Iowa. If you are interested in being a ringer, they still need people to do that. Register2ring.com. That's how you can be helping out the Salvation Army.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yesterday, the nominations for the Golden Globes were released. And leading the way with the most nominations, 9 total nominations, was one battle after another.
Well, I got to look that up.
I know, because that's I feel like movies this year,
So that's a movie?
That's a movie. Nominated for 9 things, including Best Drama. I feel like I don't even know what this movie is about. I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh, yeah. That guy, what's his name? He's a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, what's his name?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Well, I film a little bit more plugged into the TV. White Lotus, top TV show, earning 6 nominations for the Golden Globes. Speaking of snubs, though, Wicked for Good, not nominated for Best Picture. It is Best Cinematic Box Office Achievement. So, like, Best Popcorn Movie.
Well, that's like Best Tickets Sold, of course.
Yes. Most crowds.
Cinematically, it's visionary. I think it's beautiful to look at on the screen.
Cinematography.
Yeah.
Acting.
No.
Acting, actually, they did get a couple of nominations there as well.
But just not Best Picture.
No, not Best Picture. And this is just a weird, I guess there's a case of balance, but Sydney Sweeney was expected to get a Golden Globe nomination for her boxing biopic, Christy.
Yeah.
Did not get it. Got the snub. However, The Rock did that MMA biopic called The Smashing Machine, and he did get a nomination, which was a surprise.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird balance, though, I guess, in terms of
I would say, though,
movies.
He's a bigger international star. This is the Hollywood Foreign Press,
that's
right?
That's true.
And that's not fair, because I've not seen either performance,
yeah.
And that's what they should be voting on.
Yeah.
But that's too bad,
It
also.
Is too bad.
Yeah.
They also launched their first ever podcast category.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
They ignored political shows. We discussed the Joe Rogan podcast, very big podcast, but not nominated at all. They also shut out all true crime podcasts, which is true. Those are hugely popular podcasts, but everything that was a little bit lighter.
So entertainment-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Hang with Amy Poehler, Smartless, you know, that those kind of things went over better with Hollywood Foreign Press.
And it's the first year, so I'm sure they'll shuffle that category in the future.
Sure. Or maybe expand different kinds of podcasts. Who knows? The Golden Globes coming up on CBS Sunday, January 11th, with Nikki Glaser as your host for the second time in a row. And speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, he has been named Entertainer of the Year by Time Magazine.
What did he do this year?
That movie that you just said.
Was that it? The movie that nobody heard about?
One battle after another.
Got him Entertainer of the Year from Time?
Apparently. That's all you have to do.
Give me a Titanic 2 or something.
One movie.
The Aviator 2.
It got it. Like, he got the nomination, okay?
Catch Me If You Can 2. Give me that.
He talks in his interview with Time Magazine about how he balances fame and then wanting a little bit of privacy. How do you live life in the limelight and then also be a private person?
How about The Greater Gatsby? Give me that.
Do a bigger movie.
I'll stop.
He says,
how does he balance?
He is not an expert by any means. He's been trying to figure it out his whole life. He, you know, started as a young child actor. He said he has a simple philosophy. Get out there only when you have something to say and only when you have something to show for it. Otherwise, disappear as much as you possibly can.
That's how he picks his roles and lives his life?
That's how he, yeah. When he has a role that he feels is a worthy role, when he has a movie that he really wants to promote, well, I mean, he gets
that,
out there.
That Don't Look Up movie, like he was all about that one on Netflix about global climate change and those items. Yeah.
And that, you know, that's something that matters to him. Yes. So this is a project that I will champion. He doesn't want people to get sick of him. So he's like, I love what I do. I feel like the best way to have a long career is to get out of people's faces all the time.
That kind of feels like George Clooney's approach too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in the conversation sometimes, you're not in the conversation all the time.
I buy that.
Yeah. I think that works. And you know what? That's work-life balance too.
That
right?
is work-life balance.
Yeah. Maybe Joe Jonas could use a little bit of this balance because Joe Jonas, apparently, while a very talented musician, cannot parallel park. He was spotted, unfortunately for him, by a TikToker.
Oh, no.
Who shared a video of Joe trying to park in New York City. The caption said, I love New York because I've been watching Joe Jonas parallel park for at least 7 minutes, and got the entire video of Joe trying to park set to the Jonas Brothers Burning Up. Because you can see him burning up. He gets more and more frustrated as he's trying to park, right? And it's not going well.
I believe, because I actually enjoy parallel parking.
Yeah?
Most people start at the wrong position. Mm-hmm. You got to match your mirrors, man.
And you have to angle it correctly. While it might feel like a sharp angle, that's how you even it out.
Once the passenger side door comes in equal distance to their bumper, crank it.
Mm-hmm.
You're done.
Just have
That's
to.
It.
Don't be afraid to crank it.
Yes, okay? Crank it, Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas saw the video and actually got in on some of the fun. He said, you watched, and you didn't help once. And they commented, listening, learning, we'll do better next time. That is a promise to you, Joe Jonas. We're going to help you parallel park, buddy.
I don't know how to send him a video, but I will show. We will go in the parking lot right now, and I will give you one instruction.
This is the perfect time to set an aspiration, a goal for 2026, Joe Jonas.
Make parallel parking your vision.
Make it
for
a priority.
2026.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
Let me find the appropriate holiday. There
Please
it is.
Please and thank you. We are here to save your stockings, friends.
Yes. What's the newest trend when it comes to individually wrapped items that help add a little heft to those stockings hung with care?
Yeah, Hershey's isn't messing around this year because they've got a lot of new flavors. You know, it's never just chocolate, right? It's chocolate plus. How can I get you to buy my candy twice? Of course, you need the chocolate Hershey's Kisses, but have you ever tried Snickerdoodles Kisses?
I don't usually venture too far off the chocolate zone.
Yeah.
Maybe a random almond. Maybe a cookies and cream.
You eat almonds?
Well, they'll put like a little flecks of almond in the Hershey's Kisses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it doesn't seem like that's a holiday specific flavor, right?
No.
But
no.
I'm when it comes to the Hershey Kiss, I'm just an OG sort of guy.
I like those. I do this time of year. I like the peppermint kisses.
Am I not seeing those?
Oh, yeah, it's like a candy cane. It's striped.
I love peppermint.
They're so much fun.
Oh, wait, is it white chocolate?
It's white chocolate.
I don't like white chocolate.
What is your deal? It's got peppermint, and it's got red stripes and white stripes, and then there's little flecks of like a little candy cane crunch in there.
Maybe I will approach again.
Please do.
Okay.
I recommend that. But this year, they've got Snickerdoodle Cookie Kisses.
Have you had these yet?
No, I have not.
This is a brand new bag.
But I've just opened the bag.
Okay.
And I don't know if you...
Do you get Snickerdoodle when you open it?
No. Here's what I get. I get mall caramel corn.
It's a caramel.
Specifically mall.
Yes. Or is that butterscotch?
Is it butterscotch?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it is. It is definitely false.
Was I supposed to take one or a handful?
Fake sugar. You could have one.
I took five. Okay.
Oh. You may have one candy, Eric. One.
What?
I don't want you to spoil your breakfast.
Thank you.
You're a grown man. Don't forget that.
I know, but yet I felt like I had asked permission.
May I have more than one, mother?
Okay, traditional.
Stop calling me mother.
You like it. In the Kiss family, you've got the foil, although this one is kind of a caramel color.
Yes.
And then you've got that little paper tab.
Uh-huh.
And you open it, and it reveals a pure white chocolate Hershey's Kiss.
Mm, white chocolate, my favorite.
With some little flecks of, I'm presuming, caramel or butterscotch.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what is going to be in there.
It has that same smell as the bag.
It looks like it's got cinnamon. I mean, a snickerdoodle cookie would be a cookie that has cinnamon and sugar on it. I don't know why we're getting so much caramel, butterscotchy when it's supposed to be cinnamon.
You know what? I think it's been a minute, but someone, back when you could make chocolate chip or butterscotch chip cookies, this smells like a butterscotch chip cookie.
Yes, it does.
Is that the smell you're getting?
It's supposed to be little bits of cookie in the Hershey's Kiss.
Well, let's give it a taste.
Let's give it a taste. Mm. When I think about kisses, they just pop right in your mouth. I like the crunch.
It does have a little piece of cookie in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. It's still white chocolate.
Not tasty. I don't know.
That's a fun surprise. I just miss milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not work with milk chocolate. I don't think you could do both.
I don't think so either. No, because you need the snickerdoodle cookie.
Yes.
Is a lighter, I don't know, like...
Now, in my world, I thought the snickerdoodle also, wait a minute, this entire time in my brain I've been picturing Scotcheroos.
No, dude. No.
I get it now.
Sorry. No, wait. There's a picture in the bag. It looks like a sugar cookie.
It does, yes.
But it's been wrapped in cinnamon and sugar.
This entire time I'm like, this doesn't taste like a Scotcheroo. Where's the fudge topping?
No.
It's a snickerdoodle.
Okay.
I misunderstood.
I
didn't get the assignment.
Another bite.
Let's do another one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can't tell if I want to have more or not, though.
I think this one you don't want to have too many.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more sweet than you're expecting.
Yeah.
I think when you try it.
It's a lot. Plus, you've got the crunch to it, too.
Good effort on you, Hershey's.
Mm-hmm.
It lands. It works. And that'll be appreciated in the stocking. Just don't overload the stocking.
Yeah. I would just do a little drizzle of these and maybe some regular kisses as well.
I mean, I like sweets, but that is just really sweet.
It is. It's very sweet.
All right. What else have we got in front of us?
In terms of other sweets, we've got Kit Kats with peppermint stick flavor.
I do enjoy Kit Kats.
You enjoy a Kit Kat?
Yeah. And I love peppermint. This time of year, peppermint mocha is like my guilty pleasure when I go to the coffee shop.
It is one of the flavors of the season. It's crisp wafers in peppermint, flavored cream with crunchy candy bites.
Now, this too looks like when I just open it, it's creamy white chocolate.
Yep.
They've got little flecks of green and red in there. Or is it white chocolate or is it kind of that almond chocolate? Remember when they did that at Halloween, there was a chocolate was hard to get. So they figured out a cream that kind of did the same thing.
They did the same thing. Oh my gosh. They're back at
stuff?
It. It's this stuff. It's the same kind of white chocolate.
So it's just a peppermint snack Kit Kat.
Yep. It has.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
It's a very strong peppermint, I would say.
It's very pepperminty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This may have just replaced the candy cane as my favorite peppermint taste.
I don't like it.
Why are you making a face?
Because a Kit Kat is supposed to be like a chocolatey thing, and this
so
is like
Hershey's Kiss, but I got through that.
But this is like, you like peppermint to me is supposed to cleanse your palate. Peppermint is supposed to be like at the end of the dinner, and it's just on its own.
Like
this
an
is
Andy's
like,
candy?
Yes. But this has all of the papery wafer.
Oh, the wafer doesn't bug me.
The wafer gets in my way from enjoying the peppermint.
Whether this is a cream or a chocolate, it is a little waxy.
Uh-huh.
So I'm feeling some coating in the mouth. I see that. I'm really enjoying the flavor. And if you don't want your second one, I'll have it.
I don't think I do. I don't like the wafer included. I think I like the cream and the peppermint flavor, but the wafer being in there just feels like I just ate a bunch of peppermint-flavored cardboard.
I think you are a closet Kit Kat hater. Is that true?
I'm not. It's not my first pick.
But you wouldn't shy away from it, right?
No, I would eat a Kit Kat before I'd eat like something with nuts in it, like a Snickers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I'm all in on this one.
I like it. It's just, it's so minty. And then the cookie wafer stuff is in there. And it just,
imagine it's a stale graham cracker. Does it make it any better?
No. Why would you have a peppermint flavored graham cracker?
I don't know. I'm just trying to give you a similar texture profile.
I don't like it.
So it works.
No, I don't. That's a no for
me. Well, Kit Kat, A+, Dancing Eric Hansen. Claire says no. I'm meh on the Snickerdoodle Kisses.
I say yeah on the Snickerdoodle Kisses.
All right. Well, that's why we do Taste It Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what? Different strokes for different folks.
All right. What's on deck?
Coming up next, they've taken the Twix candy, one of our favorite candy bars, and they've given it a holiday shape.
It looks kind of like an Easter egg. They're claiming it's a snowman. I'm worried we're going to open it just like when you open those Reese's trees.
And they look
like
not
duty.
Like trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid of that too.
Let's tackle that and Grinch Fortune cookies. More Tasted Tuesday coming up.
Mm-mm. Cooking up.
What is that?
It's Tasted Tuesday with the Morning Scramble. C102.9.
Stuffing your stocking with what holiday flavors this year? All of your favorite chocolate companies are doing things a little bit differently.
Yeah,
so let's take a taste.
We tried some snickerdoodle cookie kiss. What are you playing?
It's supposed to be. This is supposed to be Mad Hype Steamroller Carol of the Bells.
It's just one bell. It I felt like the elevator was here and like, dang, it's time to get off.
This is Mad Hype Steamroller Carol of the Bell.
I left my blinker on. Sorry. Left the door open.
Why is the door still open?
Close the door.
Close your hatch.
We tried snickerdoodle flavored Hershey's Kisses. We tried peppermint stick Kit Kats. I liked the Kisses.
You liked the Kit Kats.
I didn't like the Kit Kats. And you didn't like the Hershey's Kisses.
Now we're both going to dive into a treat that we enjoy when it's not in this shape. Your Twix.
Twix is a phenomenal candy. We both enjoy eating them. It's got caramel. It's got cookie. I think it's a winning combination. This time, they have taken the standard stick shape and made it into an adorable little snowman.
Let me tell you this right now. This is clearly the egg mold that they use at Easter time. It's the exact same size and shape of an Easter egg, but it has the friendliest looking snowman on it.
No, this is how you mold candy. This looks like a snowman. Psst. You can see his eyes, his nose. He's got a scarf.
Hey, Reese's.
Twix.
This is how you do it. Because your Christmas trees look like things that I pick up after my dog's been outside.
Yes.
Yes. No, this, how fun is this?
This is
of
adorable.
Of everything we've tried right now, I don't even want to eat this because it's adorable.
It's very, very cute. This is well done, Twix. Well done.
Fat Twix.
Now, I want to see if it affects how the candy feels in my mouth.
Okay. Are you, this is what's hard for me for Twix.
Candy mouth feel.
That's what this whole segment's about.
Yeah.
I enjoy eating the chocolate and the caramel and leaving the cookie for later. I don't think I'll, kind of like chicken off a bone. I can't with this one.
No.
I'm just going to have to eat his face.
You're going to have to eat this Twix the way God intended.
Just chomp the head off.
I'm going to eat the head.
Oh.
Mmm. It does make for a very big bite of candy.
Now, the cookie doesn't go all the way around. See that little area on there? There's just pure chocolate.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like this. I like this.
Tastes like Twix. Let's try another one. Interesting you like the Twix cookie, but you don't like the wafer in the Kit Kat.
I know. But this is the way it's supposed to be enjoyed. I think that there's something with the peppermint and the wafer in the or the Kit Kat.
And it's rewarding Dancing Eric Hansen because the chocolate is starting to separate from the cookie.
Mm.
So now I can polish it off.
This is a delight.
This is great.
Twix, snowman.
Of the three we've had, this is the best.
This is a great idea. Definitely get these.
This is also the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large chocolate treat.
I know. I wish I had looked and seen how much I had paid for it because for your bang for your buck.
Maybe.
Twix.
Okay. The last item you actually got at the Mall of America at a candy store. These are Grinch themed fortune cookies.
Mm-hmm. It promises that your heart will shrink three sizes by reading these Grinch themed fortunes. It's supposed to be misfortunes.
All right. Looks like a typical. We just got some high chai. We're now opening our fortune.
Yep. Except the fortune cookie is green.
It is green, yes.
Okay. Right. Do you live by the rules of you have to eat the cookie first and then read the fortune?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask about the in-bed rule.
No.
No, I actually usually read the fortune first, then eat the cookie. Is that surprising to you?
Let me tell you, the cookie is quite good.
Well, let me take a taste of that. Does it have that kind of fun citrus flavor that these do?
No, this is like vanilla.
That is vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
That tastes like a Holly Jolly cookie.
Okay. Are you ready for your Grinch?
Yep.
This is great.
Nope. Both of us have our mouths full.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I don't.
What? You have to say it.
Mine says, although it's been said many times, many ways, please rethink that hairstyle. That's mean.
Claire, do you want to know what my fortune is from the Grinch?
What?
Jesus tolerates you.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
It's a holiday-rific show we got going this morning.
Truly is. We got messages from the North Pole. We got Christmas candy. I'm on a sugar high.
We got jewelry to give away from Hurting & Stocker Jewelers. Don't go anywhere. That's less than 10 minutes away. But we got a plan, what we think is going to land probably on Christmas Eve. It's going to be our last show of the year. You and I are taking that week off afterwards. We've got a Morning Scramble gift exchange themed to favorite things.
How appropriate. After we had our first ever Morning Scramble Favorite Things show live from Marion, featuring some of the great local things that you can get in Marion.
So taking that inspiration, setting a higher dollar limit than Claire's comfortable with.
Much more high than I'm comfortable with. I don't understand.
Ben's all in. By the way, I'm now forgetting. Is it 20 or 25?
I think he said 20 with a maybe 25. That was the best he could do to get us something nice from the Amanas.
Do you realize, or does he realize, is he not calculating that he has to get himself one thing?
Yes.
You and me. So that's so $75 out of the pocket.
All in $75. I don't know where Mr. Big Spender comes from, because to me, that is not Producer Ben.
Hey, if you go back to his vision board, he had bucks.
He did have the big bucks. Maybe he got those big bucks.
He's been taking a lot of Mondays off. Is he going to the casino?
Oh, he's had a windfall, and he's ready to share the spoils with us.
My favorite thing's cash, Ben, so if you just want to give me some cash,
It's not your favorite things. It's Ben's favorite things.
Dang it. But I could give you guys cash.
But hey.
So we will each find a thing that we really, truly love, use, recommend, and then we'll get one for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of use it that morning? The way we can do it?
Can I also add a stipulation in? Because
yeah, please.
This is where the idea...
Stipulate.
Another stipulation. Stipulations are the most fun. Spend more. Stipulation number one. Stipulation number two. Can it be a local thing?
I'm planning on it.
Okay.
To be local.
Great. Because Ben was thinking of bringing something to us from his very own Amanas. I thought you and I should probably find something maybe in our neck of the woods. Either there...
Whoa.
I meant... Either in Cedar Rapids, Marion,
okay.
Liberty,
because I don't
City.
Think I'm going to have time to get to Washington.
I don't think I'm, yeah.
And if I bring you $75 of Dino's pizza, it's not going to be hot. But that's exactly what I would bring you. $75 of just Dino's pizza.
That's a lot of pizza, my man.
That'd be so good. Morning Scramble, gift exchange, favorite things, stipulation, $25. Stipulation's got to be local.
Local.
Coming up. The morning of Christmas Eve.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9. Creating holiday magic for families across the corridor.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
Presented by Hurting & Stocker Jewelers.
Good morning, everyone. And a very good morning to Claire and Dancing Eric Hansen. I knew you would both celebrate footy pajamas at work day. And my, Eric, you look lovely in pink. Now that our tootsies are all accounted for, and time for another Santa Line message.
My name's Declan, I'm 4 years old and a half, and I really want for Christmas is a banana cage and a Tony with a Spider-Man and a figure with a accent and a kitty with a bow and... And thank you for the kitties you bought me last year. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Daxton. You are so very welcome for last year's gifts. I'm glad they brought a smile to your face. That makes me smile too, you know. Now, on to this year. What a great Christmas list. Everything from Spider-Man toys to a bird to a kitty with a... Oh, how'd you put it? Ah, yes, a kitty with a bow. Great ideas, one and all. Now, you'll have to wait for the surprise of Christmas morning. Be extra good until then, okay, Daxton? Now, let's see. Do we have time? Ah, looks like we do. Time for one more.
Hi, Santa. My name is Cora, and I'm 7 years old. Thanks for the gift you gave me last year. I love them. This Christmas, I would like a Stitch watch, a Stitch lunchbox, a Stitch backpack, and a robot folding machine. I have some questions. What cookies do you like? Are you friends with God? Do you like chocolate covered pretzels. Bye, Santa.
Hello, Cora. I'm very happy you enjoyed your gifts from last year. You are certainly welcome. Now, your message has a lot to unpack, so here we go. For starters, I've made a note of lots of Stitch items. Boy, that Stitch is so mischievous. As for a robot folding machine, however, you're not going to like my answer. Even here at the North Pole, we all take turns washing and drying and folding laundry. I believe it builds character. For your questions, I love all the cookies. Honestly, I don't have a favorite. And I really, really enjoy the chocolate-covered pretzels at your house. Extra sprinkles, please. Now, I'm going to answer your insightful friendship question with something for you to consider. There are a whole host of us, from here in the North Pole to high in the heavens, from adults at your school to the people who work at the hospital, and even people you don't know. There's a big group who are all trying to do exactly the same things. Share joy, spread compassion, and try to make the world a better place. There are so many of us that we are not able to be, well, friends as you know it, that get together and eat cookies and drink cocoa, but we are all working together on the same mission. So we're more like teammates. And the best part? You can be part of this team too, Cora. Simply share joy, spread compassion, and be the best Cora you can be. How's that sound? Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line, presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Happy Holidays
from the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.